Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hi, mother. I dialed in.
How's everyone doing?
Hello.
Hi, I miss y'all.
Hear us?
I'm sorry?
Okay, I got... This is Angela.
Okay.
William.
Hey.
Mom.
Jordan.
Wait a minute, say that again.
Drita.
Drita.
What's your name?
Did I hear Brian?
No, Brian's not here, but we have Jesse.
Okay, was that after Drita? Was Jesse name after Drita?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
McKaylin. That's all in the room right now.
Okay.
Just do a roll call. Make sure you got everybody when you're ready.
Okay. So far I have Angela, William, May, Jordan, Jarita, McKaylin, and Jesse.
That's on Mr. Gentle.
Daddy Gentle. Okay.
That's it so far. You can go ahead.
Hey, good evening.
Good evening. How you doing?
Good, Auntie Betty.
Right. Who all on tonight?
So far we have Angela, William, May, Jordan, Jarita, Jesse, McKaylin, Daddy Gentle, and you yourself, Auntie Betty.
Oh,
and myself,
great.
Loretta.
That's...
Yeah. I don't have his name in here. It's Bruce.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone else I miss?
Dominique here.
Dominique. Okay. Good evening, everyone.
Good, that's not gonna be on. Just left here for us.
I'm sorry, what'd you say now?
That's not gonna probably be on. She just left here. She's probably still on her way home.
Oh, okay. Have you heard from Daniel?
Daniel just left here too. He probably won't. Him and Brian probably won't be on.
Okay. Okay, I guess I'll give it one more minute, see what happened and take from there. What about Keisha? You talked to Keisha? Okay, good evening. Let's see, I got another caller calling in. Good evening, Auntie Carrie.
Yes.
How are you today?
Good, and you?
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right, roll call. I have Angela, William, May, Jordan, Jarita, Jesse, McKaylin, Daddy Gentle, Auntie Betty, Loretta, Bruce, Dominique, and Auntie Carrie. Okay, we're going to go ahead and get started with the show. Good evening, everyone. Hope you all brought some good news to share with us tonight. I will be your host, Loretta. Angela and her husband, William, traveled to Atlanta on Wednesday, and also Mother May and Daddy Gentle traveled to Atlanta this morning. And we praise God for all that he do for us. I wish I was there physically, but we are all there spiritually. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, all right. We're going to go ahead and start with the opening prayer. And once again, I would like to welcome everyone to the Nelson Family Weekly Prayer. Now, if you will all bow your head for the opening prayer and the blessing of the line. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this gathering tonight, and I'm pretty sure that we can get the Holy Spirit moving through the phone lines. Dear Heavenly Father, we are here on this Sunday night gathered together to give you honor and to share your good news. We first like to thank you for your mercy and grace. We ask that you remove anything and everything away from our prayer service tonight. We ask that you send every demonic spirit back to the pits and where it comes from. In Jesus' name. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us out of darkness and bringing us into the light, for we can see clearly now. We ask that you breathe the Holy Spirit in us and allow the Holy Spirit to move in us, with us, and through us, in Jesus' name. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you forgive us of all our sins that we have committed this week and help us not to commit any sins going forward. Dear Father, we thank you for the hedge of angels of protection. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you allow us to hear your voice and to help us to be doers of your words. Lead and guide us the way that you want us to go according to your will. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your patience. And thank you for this family, for the ones that are here and for the ones that could not be with us tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, we cast all our worries, our cares, and our concerns up to you through your Son, Jesus Christ. May you continue to bless us all and my family. Let's praise his name. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Okay, I'm going to move right on into the list. And If you have something to share, please share it. If you don't have anything to share, just say hello to everyone. In the process of, while we was doing the opening prayer, I had someone to join in. Caller, can I have your name, please?
Sister Allen.
Sister Allen, good evening.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Okay, I'm going to go down the list. You can share if you have it, okay? First of all, I have Angela. Anything you want to share tonight?
Hey, come back to me.
Okay. William, anything you want to share with us tonight?
I'll just listen. I'm glad to be a part of it. It's my first time here. I'm glad to be a part of it. I'll just listen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, Mother May.
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 113.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise, O servant of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its going down, and the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is all nations. His glory above the heavens.
Hey.
Like the Lord our God, who dwell on high, who humble himself to behold the things that are in the heaven and in the earth. He raised the poor out of the dust and lifted the needy out of the ashes heap, that he set him with the presence of his.
Yeah, but she needs to
go to bed. He grabbed the barrel woman a home like a joyful mother of her children. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, next I have Jordan. Anything you want to share with the group tonight?
Oh, she stepped out.
Okay, I'm moving on to Jarita. Anything you want to share with the group tonight?
She stepped out too.
so that means Michaela not there either. Jesse, he stepped out as well.
No, Jesse, do you want to say anything? He passed.
Okay. All right. Good evening. We have Latoya, and is Kadarius with you tonight?
Yes.
Okay, good evening.
Good evening, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Okay, right now we're going down the list to see if there's anything anyone wants to share, and that leads me right into Daddy Gentle.
Yes, yes, ma'am. Hey, ready?
Yes,
Since I can't see how to read too good right now, sis, but I just want to tell you, I'm enjoying your sister, your mom, your brother, sitting in between, right now between your sister and your brother. Your mom, son-in-law, and your nephew-in-law.
Well, I'm there spiritually.
You miss him in person.
They have a ball time, and they so nice and everything. I might not know some. I don't know.
Oh, I got a story behind that. Yes, okay. Let's see here. I think I'll go ahead and do what I was going to do. I was going to read the 30 thoughts out of Joel Osteen book. And it says, think the way God think. And it goes on to say, no matter where you are in life right now, God has much more in store for you. God wants to take you to new levels in every areas of your life. He wants to give you more wisdom so you can make better decisions. He wants to give you a stronger anointing so you can have greater influence. He wants to bless you financially so you can be a blessing to others. Don't get stuck in the same old rut. There is so much more to life. God has new frontiers for you to explore and higher mountains to climb. I can tell you with great confidence that your best days are right out in front of you. Begin today to think the way God thinks. The Bible says the path of the righteousness grows brighter and brighter, and expecting the unexpected to look at life through your eyes of faith. When you do, God will show up and begin to work things out in your favor. Take a step towards victory in your life. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, next I have Auntie Betty.
Yes, I want to read Hebrews chapter 11, talking
Amen.
About faith.
Amen.
Of faith. Faith is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. It gives us assurance about things we cannot see. Through their faith, the people in days of old earned a good reputation. By faith, we understand that the entire universe was formed at God's command. That what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. It was by faith that Abel brought a more acceptable offer to God than Cain did. Abel's offer gave evidence that he was a righteous man, and God showed his approval of his gift. Although Abel is long dead, he still speaks to us by his example of faith. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, all right. Next, I'm moving on to, let's see, Kadarius. Anything you want to share with us tonight?
Good evening, everyone. My name is Kadarius, and I just stopped by to say, with God, all things are possible. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, thank you for that, Kadarius. Okay, next I have Bruce up.
I really don't have anything. I just want to make sure that tell you to may God continue to bless each and every one of you. And I want each and every one of y'all to have a great week this week. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, I have Dominique. Anything you want to share with us tonight?
He said no. He has.
Okay. Angela, are you ready?
You forgot me, and
no, I haven't. I didn't
okay.
forget you. Yeah, I'm still moving along.
No, I don't have anything.
Okay, do you want me to come back to you?
No, I'll just say something around testimony.
Okay, all right. Auntie Carrie.
Oh, okay, thank you.
You're going to sing.
Amen. Oh, no, y'all got the singer. I'm going to read Isaiah chapter 40,
Amen.
Verse 28 through 31. Has thou not known, has thou not heard that the everlasting God, our Lord, the creator of the end of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching for his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up as wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Praise God. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, moving right along here. I have Sister Allen. Anything you want to share with us tonight?
No, I just enjoy listening to you guys.
Amen, amen. Have a blessed evening, and I'm moving on to LaToya.
I pass.
Okay, all right. Let's see here. We're moving right along here. I guess we're going to go right on into our sick and shut-in. Angela, do you have anything for the sick and shut-in tonight?
I was just going to read Psalms 91.
Okay. I don't know if we had any new members to join that list, but...
I don't have a list with me. We're just gonna pray for our family and friends. How about that?
Amen. Amen.
Okay. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield, and you shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look. The reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, next we're going to move right on into the birthdays. Is there any birthdays for the week of February 5th through February 11th?
Oliver is February 10th.
Oliver. February 10th. Any others? Okay, now I need a volunteer to sing a happy birthday song. Okay. Amen. Are you singing?
I'm not yet. I'll get
Okay.
Happy song.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Oliver. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
Happy birthday. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. 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 Okay, before I go into the praise and testimonies, I do need someone to volunteer to be a closer for me. And the reading is coming from Psalm 23. We're not going to do it yet. I just need a volunteer for it.
I'll read it.
That is?
Auntie Carrie.
Auntie Carrie. Okay. All right. Moving into the praise report and testimony. First, I would like to congratulate to Jazz, Dominique, and Jordan for being outstanding students. Also to Norris on his baptism last Sunday, and for my granddaughter, Michaela, and her christening last week. I would like to just congratulate them. Amen?
Amen.
But before I go into everyone else's praise and testimony, oh, let me go back here. I have to say that Angela, William, Mom, Jordan, Jarita, Justice, Michaela, Bruce, Dominique, they're all in one area at this particular time. So that's about seven of them moving the spirit in that hotel room right now. But I need to share my testimony. My testimony is almost knocked me off my feet. But it does ties back into a bet when she read from Hebrew about faith, and in care when she read Isaiah about waiting on the Lord. Well, my testimony goes on to say, I know God is wonderful. I know that God is always working behind the scenes. And for about a month, we had been praying to get to Atlanta at the same time that Angela would be there, and also to see our granddaughter, Michaela. And in the midst of praying and waiting on the Lord, because as growing Christian, we learn to wait on him. Amen?
Amen.
Then, or should I say, next, the devil threw us a curveball. And we threw it right back. So we put on our armor again, kept on praying and waiting. And we kept in touch with a few family members to let them know, don't count us out, don't give up on us, we put it in God's hand. And I must say they sounded a bit surprised but yet excited when I told them that there was still a chance that we might make it to Atlanta. I tell you that I am in awe with my growth with the Lord. And I know now that God arrested him because our prayers was answered, okay? And God answered our prayers, but by the time we inhaled all the blessings from the Lord and we put it in order, because God is about order. Mm-hmm. Needless to say, by the time we sunk all that in, it was too late for us to travel. And I just say that God is just so good. He is always there for us. And we just have to understand and wait on him. And in the same token, you got to be ready to act on it. We were just hours from being there. But needless to say, I just want to say that prayers work. And one of my favorite scriptures is Psalms 116 and 1. It goes on to say, I love the Lord because he hears and answers my prayers, because he bends down and listens. And I will pray as long as I have breath, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And to go along with that, I have to do this reading. It says, stand strong during adversity. It says, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. We all face challenges and difficult times. God doesn't send these storms, but in times of difficulty, that's when we become stronger and we grow. It is an opportunity to allow God's words to come alive in your life and see you through your victory. You can't run from everything that's hard in your life and expect God to deliver you immediately. God uses these challenges to stretch you and enlarge your vision. Remain faithful during your time of adversity. Make up your mind to serve God no matter what comes against you, and God will honor you. Fight the good fight of faith. Remember, God will not waste anything you go through in life. You are growing, you are maturing, and you are being prepared for a promotion. Simply remain faithful and fight life through. In due season, in God-appointed time, he will promote you to new levels of victory, and you will live that abundant life that he has promised you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Okay, now we can go right on into the praise and testimony, but I just had to get that out.
Amen.
So do we have any praise report, testimony, anyone wants to share at this time?
I will family, Rita and her family, and my friend came out, Daniel, Sierra and her two kids. They all came out to see us, and we really appreciate the love that you guys have shown us by coming out here and just having a nice gathering, you know, just enjoying each other's time. So I just want to thank everybody for doing that. We do appreciate that. And that's all I have.
Amen. Amen.
And
anyone else has testimonies, praise report? Okay, I guess we can go right on into our closing and Auntie Carrie.
Oh, okay. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff that comfort me. Thou prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointed my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, that concludes our show. I want to thank everyone for joining the Nellums Family Weekly Prayer tonight. We would like to welcome you back again, same time next week. Until further notice, we will continue to have open session. The 2012 program should be out by the end of this month, so continue to bring the good news to share with everyone. I love you, God loves you, and have a blessed week.
Thank you.
Amen.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. Yeah.